And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The Ben Bob the Guinea Steve.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Junior Executive Richard Lamb with his back to the wall, really up against it.
Make a mark on the wall where my headrest, Mildred, will you? I want to see if I'm as tall as I was yesterday.
Pardon, Mr. Lamb.
I'm keeping a check on my height, you see.
Oh, all right, then. There.
Ah, good girl. Now, let's see. Good heavens, I've grown another foot.
Eee, that'll be awkward when you buy new shoes.
I mean I've grown another foot in height, Mildred. Look, that mark is 12 inches higher than yesterday's. Now, why? Well, for one thing, I suppose it's because I'm wearing thicker socks and my hair's probably grown a little bit.
Aye, and there's those telephone directories you're standing on.
What? Oh, so I am. How silly of me.
Why are you so worried about your height lately?
Well, I weighed myself the other day, and according to the chart on the machine, for my weight, I should be 12 foot 7. Yes, I was so astonished I nearly dropped the bag of cement I was carrying.
Morning, sir. Anything to declare? Books, liquor, TV sets?
I do have 200 gauloises, monsieur.
200 gold vases, sir?
No. Gauloises, cigarettes. There's a kind I'm smoking now. Gauloises.
That's quite some aroma. You know, if they weren't cigarettes, I'd have to confiscate them.
Remember, say Gauloises, filtre or plain. Now made for you in South Africa. Gauloises, so different, so French. Gauloises.
Cadbury's the fruit chocolate blocker. Dick met 1.5 glass milk. Dink Dick.
Mr. Lamb, you got onto a weighing machine carrying a bag of cement.
Yes, Mildred. I was going to repair the concrete gnome in Mrs. Bratsby's back garden. I backed my bicycle into it, you see.
Oh,
aye. I mean, yes. Mrs. Bratsby insisted. I don't care much for it myself. It's ugly and hunched up and weather-beaten with an evil little face. I've never seen anything like it.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, I don't know. Morning, number one.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. Did you have a nice weekend, then?
Not bad. Had the vicar and his wife round yesterday. They pointed out I had green fly on my roses, so I sprayed them with insecticide.
Oh, that'll teach him not to criticize, won't it?
Yeah.
No!
He's a keen horticulturist, a great believer in conservatories.
Well, my dad says religion and politics shouldn't mix.
Yes. Well, that's a very interesting observation. GADLB here.
PUSSG.
USG.
Permanent Undersecretary, Sir Greenway.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. It's a good thing your name wasn't something beginning with a Y, eh? Pussy! Pussy! Pussy!
Have you quite finished, Lennox Brown?
Is there anything we can do for you this fine morning, Sir Gregory?
Yes, you can go to America.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Right away. Where did you say, Sir Gregory?
To America.
Yes, that's what I thought you said. America, eh? Yes, sir. Well, anywhere in particular or just America in general?
There's a little part of the West which has been preserved just as it was a few hundred years ago. I wanted to go there and look the place over. We are thinking of doing the same sort of thing here.
Putting up an American town in England?
No, you're fine. Recreating a town as it was hundreds of years ago. The only difference would be that we'd have to construct ours while theirs had been there all the time.
When do we leave, Sir Gregory?
The sooner the better. I'm sending all the details over in a folder. Get your passports up to date and get inoculated.
And the same to you. Oh, yes, I see what you mean, yes.
Take the first available flight, do you understand? You ought to leave as soon as possible.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Goodbye, Sir Gregory, and do give my very best regards to your own... Hello. Sir Gregory. Oh, dear, we seem to have been cut off.
What was all that about, number one?
Well, we're off to the Wild West, number two.
Not Bayswater.
No, America. We're leaving as soon as possible, too. Strange, that. It was almost as if Sir Gregory was trying to get rid of us. I wonder why. Are you sitting comfortably, number two?
No, not really. My seat isn't very well padded.
Yes. You have lost a bit of weight lately, haven't you? Still, here we are, the Wild West. What was the name of the famous marshal they used to have out here? I wish you'd put your hand to your mouth when you do that, number two.
Boy, say, look through the back window there.
What?
What's that coming up behind? Well, looks like a lot of feather dusters on horseback. I say, they're getting closer.
Yes, so they are. Good grief, number two, they must be Indians. Now, we'll have to be careful. They'll probably try and sell us beaded blankets and souvenirs or something.
You're right, number one. Look, a sample arrow. Well, there's no price tag on it, though.
Leave it there, number two. The legal position is quite clear. You're not required to return unsolicited goods.
Those Indians do seem anxious to catch up with us. And by Jove, look over there.
Really? The U.S. cavalry. Oh, my word, they're chasing after the Indians. Very keen to buy some blankets, I expect.
And they do keep on the go here, don't they? What's the name of the town that's still there?
Tombstone Gulch. Shouldn't be long before we get there, actually.
Tombstone Gulch, now stop!
Good grief, number one. Just look at the place. There's only a handful of broken-down buildings.
Yes, it's a one-horse town, all right.
Not judging by the state of the street, it isn't. That must be the local hotel over there. I suppose they'll have some rooms booked for us, will they?
Well, actually, no, number two. No one knows that we're coming. It's a sort of incognito mission.
Oh, well, let's hope they've got room for us then. Well, at least we've got bed and board. I'm sitting on the bed and I'm bored already. What a rotten hotel.
Yes, it's not a very salubrious establishment, is it? Well, take the bedroom door, for instance. I mean, there ought to be one.
Yes, and look at that sign on the wall. Spurs must be removed in bed. And that other one. No revolvers allowed in rooms.
Well, personally, I didn't intend to revolve. But, makes me dizzy, you know.
Well, if you ask me, this part of America is pretty barbaric generally.
Yes. Funny how this area has been left behind by civilization. No benefits of culture and refinement.
Yes. I say, perhaps we ought to teach them.
Yes, why not? Teach them some of the things that raise man above his primitive origins. Have you brought your cricket bat?
Yes, of course I have. Entire kit. Bat, ball, stumps. But perhaps they play already.
Oh, I doubt it. They seem to have their own sort of sports out here. What was that when I was reading about some sort of boxing? Oh, yes, that's right. Cow punching.
Yeah, funny lot, aren't they? Do you know, some chap tried to sell me what he claimed was a 10-gallon hat. But when I tried it out at the pump, it only held 6 pints. And you know, when I gave it back, he got quite cross.
Yes, odd business, isn't it? Still, we might as well try to teach them. And they'll be lucky to have a coach of my caliber.
Yes, vice-captain of the Civil Service Odd Fellows. And when they hear what I've done at cricket, they ought to be pretty keen.
Yes. Well, let's have a wash and brush up, and then we'll stroll over to the Silver Dollar Saloon for a nice pot of tea.
Mr. Warrington, how's the banking business?
Herbert, the banking business is okay, as long as you keep getting through with the gold. Have a drink.
Here you just brought the stagecoach in.
Thanks, Mr. Wellington. Got a throat like a mess of sagebrush.
Yeah. Humbert, I got a hankering to send my daughter into the civilized world. Stay with her Aunt Carrie. Can you take her when you go back?
No, no, don't put your daughter on the stage, Mr. Wellington. Thank you. Oh, that bunch of Indians out there.
She won't be safe here, Humbert. Sheriff's checked in his badge and left town.
Well, shucks.
Yeah. He heard the Spinner brothers got out of jail this morning. They're heading this way.
The Spinners?
Yeah.
Mike and Clancy, they're killers. I thought they'd been sent up for good this time.
Well, they're out again, and it seems they've sworn to kill the sheriff of this town, whoever he is.
So no one will take the job, eh?
Nope. Don't reckon we'll find anyone to stand up to the Spinners.
Say, two strangers rode in on my stage.
Yeah?
They look like dudes, but I got a feeling they're pretty fast with a gun.
How so?
Heard them talking about wide up. So they must know something. Say, here they come now.
Hell yeah. Black derby hats, stiff collars, striped pants, umbrellas. They must be good with a gun to risk walking around like that.
Well, here we are, number two. We'll get refreshments there. Oh, there's our cabby. Oh, good afternoon.
Howdy, gents. I'd like you to meet some friends of mine. The barman's name is Tex. He's from Texas.
Hi, strangers. Welcome to Tombstone Gulch.
And this here's Mr. Worthington.
Oh, call me Harry.
Harry? Ah, then you'll be from Harryzona.
This here lady coming over is my wife, Lolita. She runs the saloon.
Well, hi there, boys. What's your pleasure?
I say, steady on. You mean to drink, number two?
Oh, I see.
Well, I'll have a cup of weak milky tea, please, with six lumps.
Weak milky tea?
Certainly. You've no objection, have you?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not at all. Weak milky tea all around, please, Tex.
Weak milky tea?
You stand long, strangers?
Oh, just long enough to show the locals a thing or two, you know?
Huh? What sort of thing?
No. Hang on, Lolita. I've heard about these two. Gentlemen, they tell me you're pretty good shots.
Ah, our reputation's traveled ahead of us, has it? Yes, have you heard how I got six three times in 1 hour?
What? Three times in 1 hour?
You were splendid that afternoon, number two, putting them away all over the place. Yes, lovely, easy wrist movement. Seems to have all the time in the world.
Yes, they were crowding me to start with. But all their men finished up deep in the field.
Yes. I hit a few myself that day. 32 or 33 or something.
Yeah, you see, I told you that was good.
Of course, it was just a pleasant afternoon sport. It was nothing serious.
Hey, you're pretty cold-blooded, stranger. I reckon you could stand up to Mike and Clancy.
Mike and Clancy?
Yeah, the Spinners.
Oh, the Spinners, don't worry me. I can make mincemeat of them. My partner looks forward to going out against the Spinners, actually. Myself, I prefer someone a bit faster.
Well, that's enough for me. Tell me, gents, how'd you like to be sheriff and deputy of this town?
Mom, please may I have some more? Me too, Mom.
Waring's puddings have really become our family favorite.
Waring's delicious, wholesome after-dinner puddings. Full of goodness and so easy to prepare. Just heat and serve. And for your next tea party, try Waring's rich new fruitcake. Available in sealed tins or handy glass containers.
Waring's puddings. They're good.
Michael.
Yes, dear.
Michael, I know it's too late now, but I do so wish you'd listened to my father and insisted your broker insured you with IGI. You'd have been paid out weeks ago, you know. Why, only yesterday at the club, Daddy was saying that when it comes to the payout, IGI don't go into reverse.
Pity it wasn't Daddy's Porsche who backed over the cliff.
For all your insurance, your car, your business, your home, your life, IGI. We don't hassle, we pay.
Thank you.
Well, how do I look, number two? Does the tin star suit me?
Rather. Just think, sheriff and deputy. It's all rather fun, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Sir Gregory will be proud of us.
Yeah, I like these western clothes, too. Except for the earrings. They're a bit uncomfortable.
Earrings? Those are spurs, number two. And that holster on your belt, why have you stuck your brolly into it?
Oh, well, isn't that what it's for?
No. Still, let's see how quickly you can draw.
Draw?
Yeah. Ready, steady, go! Yeah!
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, no, 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 not fast enough. A sudden shower and you get quite wet.
Well, you can see why we got the job, can't you? This town's terribly short-staffed.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, look at the posters on the walls. Men wanted.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and I see they're willing to pay $20,000 for a hold-up man. Seem very good wages.
Yeah. I wonder what he'd have to hold up. Must be something very heavy.
Oh, hang on. Here's my gun belt. There we are. Now, come along, number two. Don't stand about. There's work to be done.
Ah! Hi there, Sheriff. I hear there's trouble on the ranches. What are you going to do about the lazy bee?
Well, I told him to stop standing about and get on with some work.
I was talking about Big Pete Gregg's place.
Big Pete Gregg?
Yeah, biggest rancher in this here territory. Tall, wiry fellow with a big moustache. He's worried about all the rustling.
Then why doesn't he shave his moustache off?
And likewise, there's going to be big trouble at the Golden Garter gambling hall. Of course, folks there say, oh, it's a mite unruly.
Really? Well, I looked in there earlier. But why do they have all that firewood stacked against the wall?
That ain't firewood, mister. That's yesterday's furniture. And then there's a spot of bother at Sam's dust house. That's where all the bombs hang out.
Well, not business.
Two fellas were shot, and there's a mob looking for Sam.
Yes, well, we'll attend to all these minor matters in due course. We have to get our paperwork sorted out first.
Well, just figured you ought to know, Sheriff. Well, I'm heading over to the saloon. I'll see you.
Good heavens. Did you hear that, number two? This is one outrage that can't wait.
You're quite right. Imagine the saloon still open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes. If I'm carried here, there'll be proper licensing laws and they'll be properly observed. In fact, there are going to be quite a few changes around here.
Close the saloon at 10:30 every night?
Not quite. 10:30 weekdays and 10 on Sundays.
That's right. And no singing or dancing either. And that stage show of yours will have to be censored.
You mean my can-can girls?
Exactly. From now on, they can't count.
The men will never stand for it.
Oh, yes, they will. And they'll have a lot more to stand for before we finish, too.
I can't do what with my horse?
You can't park it on this side of the street between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m.
Otherwise, it'll be towed away, and it'll cost you $2 to get it out of the horse pound.
Well, where can I park it then?
Well, you can use an authorized hitching post by inserting 25 cents in the little slot at the top.
Which gives you 15 minutes of parking time.
And another thing, I watched you ride up. You didn't give a proper hand signal.
Oh, how's that again?
Well, let me tell you, when turning left, you should stick out your arm and waggle it round and round. You explain it to him, number two, will you? I've got to go and stop that storekeeper from selling beans on a Sunday.
Righty-ho, number one. Right. Now then, Mr. Cowboy, I'll test your knowledge of our new regulations. We call it the Code of the West.
Now, look here, Deputy.
When slowing down at a humpbacked bridge, what hand signal do you make? No, I'm afraid that's not the correct hand signal. Then being offensive will get you nowhere.
I ain't standing for this, mister. You don't scare me.
I beg your pardon?
This town ain't big enough for both of us.
Well, that's going to be tricky. We can't expand without planning permission.
Go for your gun, mister.
Why, I don't have to. I've got it with me.
I'm counting to three, then I'm going to draw.
Not on the pavement, please. There's a £10 fine.
My gun. I'm drawing my gun.
I say, steady on.
A one, a two, a three.
Never saw nothing like it, Law. That Deputy Lamb's as mean as a rattler's kiss.
I know, I saw it. Kind of tripped over his own feet and fumbled with his gun as he fell.
Yep. He was so sure of himself, he had it in the holster upside down.
And didn't even bother to draw, just fired.
Yeah. Hit the blacksmith sign, ricocheted off the horse trough, and shot that cowboy's hat off. Yes, sir. Fanciest piece of shooting I ever did see.
Ain't no one gonna doubt the top man with a gun again.
There'd better be. These new laws are getting the townsfolk plumb aggravated.
Yeah, all this form filling. Look at this one. To be filled in before anyone can have a gunfight.
Let's have a look at that. State location of gunfight. Take appropriate reason for gunfight. Car cheating. Women trouble. Drunken brawl. Other. Have you had a gunfight before? If so, state whether mortally wounded.
The trouble is, no one's willing to stand up to him.
Yeah, we've got to have him to deal with the Spinner brothers. They're due in town tomorrow. Real ornery killers, if ever I saw some.
Morning, number one. I say, I saw a funny sight just now.
Oh, yes?
Yes. A chap ran out of the saloon, leapt high in the air, and did the splits in the high street.
Really? Why on earth did he do that?
Well, he didn't notice that we'd towed his horse away. Any work in?
Yes, yes. Look, I'm a little perturbed about the local Indian tribe. They've been sending up smoke signals, and you know what that means.
Oh, good heavens, yes. They're ignoring our order to make this a smokeless zone.
We may have to speak to them sharply. And furthermore, they don't keep their animals under control.
No. Everywhere you look, the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Yes. It's time they heard a discouraging word.
Morning, Sheriff. Deputy, filled in this form about the stagecoach like you asked.
Let me have a look. What does it say here? Two-door, seven-seater commercial, 4 horsepower.
Yep.
I assume you're fully insured?
Yep. And I had them seatbelts fitted.
Splendid. Well, I'll just nip out and see that they comply with regulations. I shan't be long.
Town seems rather quiet this morning, Humbert.
Yes, sir. The town's folks cowering behind locked doors, waiting for the big gunfight.
Gunfight? I haven't had the form. Who's it between?
Mike and Clancy Spinner. Real killers, and both deadly with a gun. They're doing time any time now.
Well, better fill in the details, then. Now, time of gunfight.
What?
High noon, I suppose. It seems a popular choice. Who are the killers gunfighting with?
Well, the sheriff, of course.
Oh, splendid. The sheriff? But that's me.
Well, I checked the stage and I...
Oh.
Where's Humbert?
Oh.
What's wrong, number one? Why is your right arm in a sling?
Oh, I've sprained it, number two. And it's my gun hand, too.
Yes? And how did you do that?
Hmm? Oh, it's, I was a bit too enthusiastic when I waved goodbye to Humbert. Yes, that was it. I waved goodbye to Humbert.
Dear me.
Yes, I'll just go and lie down for a day or two. Can't really be sheriff with a dicky gun hand, can I?
Oh, I suppose not. I say, can I be sheriff? Oh, I've always wanted to wear that tin star on my chest. I suppose everyone feels it's something to aim for.
Yes. Yes, of course, something to aim at. Aim for, yes.
Well, if you let me, I promise I'll work myself into the ground.
Very likely. All right, very well. You're the sheriff.
They're here.
What?
The spinners just rolled in.
They're standing in the high street saying they're going to kill the sheriff.
Time to make your move, sheriff.
Well, it's time to make your move, sheriff.
Me? But I didn't really...
What is the matter now?
Oh, my hand. I sprained mine now. Must be catching.
Oh, rubbish. Nothing wrong with it. It's as good as mine.
There. I knew it.
This ain't no time for fooling, Sheriff. If you don't go out there, they said they'd come in and get you.
I say, this should be rather interesting. I think I'll go out and watch.
They're expecting you, mister. They aim to kill the deputy, though.
I see. Well, on the other hand, I am due for a day off.
What about the townsfolk? Won't they help?
No, they're a coward in the saloon. Saying they ought to take a hand, but they're too plumb scared.
I know the feeling.
Well, we'll go and tell the spinners they're coming out for the showdown. Come on, Lowe.
The number one. No, you can't let me...
Come, number two. Pull yourself together. There just might be a way out of this.
A cigarette is only as good as its tobacco. Enjoy the cream of the crop in Rembrandt van Rijn. Each cigarette a masterpiece.
So tomorrow,
happy ding dong day, Dairy Bell.
Net meer als een decade geleden het een paar verstrengde Zuid-Afrikaners bij elkaar gekomen en die enorme uitdagings van de internationale oliehandel aangedurfd. Vandaag. Met het topgehalte brandstof, een volledige reeks olies en reeds meer dan 300 volstaties tot in die verste uithoeken van ons land. Betrek, jou die inbijmiddel wat rechtig zaak maakt. Trots, want Trek is ons eie. Trek in bij die kwagga en maak vol met trots.
Blimey, Mr. Lamb. So what happened then?
Oh, it's all quite inspiring, Mildred. At the very last moment, the townsfolk found their courage from somewhere. They rebelled against the terror that threatened their town.
So they ran Mike and Clancy's spinner out of town then?
Actually, no. They ran us out of town.
Silly people. It seems that they prefer the town terrorized by the Spinner brothers to all those rules and regulations.
Oh, what a liberty.
Yes, and it just goes to prove that a town like that can't really work under our present system. So I sent a memo to Sir Gregory suggesting that they scrap the idea of setting up a similar project in England.
So then, you've nothing really to show for your trip?
Actually, yes, we have. A real live souvenir that we picked up on the way out.
Oh, what is it?
Hang on, I'll show you. Would you come in, please?
Only with too much pleasure. A greeting from Harding Station. Kindly, bus keeper. And what a too goodly squaw.
Limey, what is he? And why is he painted red?
Oh, that's easy, Mildred. Haven't you ever heard of a red Indian?
Oh, yes, indeed. But too many teeth to side by my family. But the teeth are looking down.
Avoiding a shootout is the Men for the Minute tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Fighting the dust with Maureen and Dare, Tommy Reed, Tom Beer, Frank Graham, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the Men from the Ministry.